A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Psychologists tell us that whenever we have some kind of family issue, we as a member of that family will probably be the least likely to solve any of the problems. No one will listen to us. It is the reason why we are instructed to get an outside facilitator. Here Jesus comes home. He goes to the synagogue with his friends who were his companions, and he teaches. Outside of the region, he has been very popular, very successful. People strained to get near him, clawing at him, pleading for healings, attentive to his every words. His friends and neighbors here in Nazareth now have a different view. Who does he think he is? His dad is just a woodworker. His mother is a nobody. We know his cousins. They are here too. There's nothing special about them. They are all poor, just like us. Who does he think he is anyway? And the story ends. So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there apart from curing a few sick people by laying hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. We sometimes are prophets among our own kin. In simple situations, how difficult is it to bring the family around to agree on how the estate should be divided up after Dad died, for instance? Or how hard it is to hear the harsh criticism of a sibling toward you, the primary caregiver, regarding the care of an elderly parent? Or how difficult is it for a deacon or a parish priest to offer the prophetic challenge from a particular gospel passage? The muttering after Mass often is, "He's being too political. We've got to keep politics and religion separate." Or I can only imagine the strain a particular bishop must feel to stand up and intervene at the bishop's conference regarding an issue that concerns the common good, surrounded by his peers who lack the courage or who are motivated by advancing in power. All I can say is that I have experienced some of this. I can recall, for instance, the anger of someone toward me at the time of the passing of the Affordable Health Care Bill that became law. I had said nothing pro or con in this person's presence, but just the fact that I was a religious sister. This person assumed I was partly to blame for the passing of the bill. I will always take pride in this small situation, in this small prophetic rejection. Today, you and I can reflect on how difficult it is to be a prophet in one's own territory. We ask for the strength of Jesus.